Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with a Warren Report about donuts. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Following is a paid advertisement for the Joe Jefferson Vocabulary Builder Upper. The Bob and Tom Show does not endorse this product, nor any claims made by Jeff Joseph or anyone affiliated with him.
Here's something new from the creator of the Joe Johnson Memory System.
Hello, I'm Jack Johnson. I get letters from thousands of happy customers who have used my memory system to improve their memory. I get faxes, emails, phone calls, and I even get thousands of letters from happy customers, all of whom have used my memory system to improve their memory's remembering ability. But are you aware that people often judge you based upon the size of your vocabulary? It's true. If you have a teensy-weensy vocabulary, people might assume that you are some kind of diseducated Mormon. That's why I have come up with this new thing that I call the Jeff Johnson Vocabulary Builder Upper. Yes, the Jerry Jenkins Vocabulary Builder Upper can make you seem intelligent. Does it work? Just listen to these ceremonials.
That's right, Joe. My vocabulary used to be small. I only used a fraction of the words and phrases available in the English language. Then I recovered the Jim Johansson Vocabulary Builder Upper, and it increased my vocabulary significantly. In fact, I'm now up for a demotion at work. Thanks, Jake Jameson.
I had yet to furnish college when I realized that my vocabulary was very, very not large. I was strangling with my classes when I heard about the John Jennings Vocabulary Builder Upper. In just a few weeks, I had learned 800 new words and their defecations. Thanks, Jimmy Jackson.
Ever since I took the Jan Jenner Vocabulary Builder Upper curse, I've been able to have really deep conversations with my friends and my coworkers I work with at work. It's also helped me with my clientele during meetings. I sound way more classier than I used to. They often ask me if I intended one of them extensive Ivy League universals. Believe it or not, I didn't. Jake Jorgensen, you're a genius.
The Jacob Johansson Vocabulary Builder Upper is way more successful than any other program. In fact, I'll guarantee it works, or my name's not Jack Jilson. Don't just take my word for it. I've gathered this group of recent graduates to get their assertion. What do you satisfactory customs have to say?
Thanks, Jamie!
You're welcome. My vocabulary builder upper is my best ideal ever. In fact, I am so condiment that it will work for you, I will offer a 30-day money-back thingy. That's right. If you do not learn at least 200 new words in 30 days, I will give you a deplete refund. Remember, you too can impale your vocabulary and build up your self-esteem. You too can enchant your position in your company and receive the ignition you reserve for your abilities. Call for the Jackie Jackson Vocabulary Builder Upper today.
Okay, that's a take, Mr. Jensen.
Great, thanks. Hey, did this micrometer sound okay?
Yeah, it was fine.
To order the Josh Jacobs Vocabulary Builder Upper, pick up that thing you talk into and call 1-800. What's the word I'm looking for?
Thanks, Jamie!
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much.
I believe we have a special guest.
Any minute now, we're going to hook up with. There he is. Comedian Greg Warren has joined us. The handsome blue-eyed Greg Warren.
He couldn't find the blue eyes.
He likes to be called.
Couldn't find the time to get a hold of us last week. Isn't that correct?
I'm sure he has things to do.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
Yeah, chick. There was some travel issues.
Okay. Well, we'll push
no reason on. For me to check that. Right?
No.
Have a quick letter. Regarding the guy that just wrote you from Ohio about gambling based on Chick McGee's picks. Betting basketball based on what Chick says is like getting your medical advice from Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh,
thank you, Robert.
That isn't nice.
Gwyneth's got a couple good ideas.
She sure does.
Yes, she does.
Try to help ladies.
Thank you, Greg. You're damn right.
Sure. I follow everything she says, and I feel great.
Well, you steam your vagina?
Yeah.
The guys love me. They call me old steam vagina.
It rolls right off the tongue.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
What is on your mind? What have you been exploring for us?
Oh, God.
Well, don't say that, Chick.
Yeah, please.
Like this one.
No. Here we go. What is it, Greg?
I think you're going to enjoy this. I did a little bit of research on donuts.
Yeah, you did.
Big fan.
Yes, I did. Mentioned in the Bible, by the way,
no
Leviticus,
kidding.
Cakes mingled with oil of fine flour, comma, fried. In Leviticus right there.
Jesus wept. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's what came next, I think. I didn't read the rest.
Jesus was a Duncan.
The Dutch had oil cakes, so did the English. But along came ship captain from Maine, Hansen Gregory.
Mm.
And I have a quote from our ship captain here. I don't think we called them donuts then. They was just fried cakes and twisters. Well, sir, they used to fry all right around the edges, but when you had the edges done, the insides was all raw dough.
Oh.
They weren't real sticklers for grammar back then with the ship captains. They had a lot more stuff to focus on.
Sure.
But what he said was, you know, the insides didn't cook as well as the outsides. And he got this idea. He took a pepper box and he cut out the inside of a donut, the inside of the fried cake, as it was back then. And that's how we got the hole in the middle, according to a lot of people. Yeah. The other legend is there was a storm and he was eating his donut when he was steering the ship, and he impaled the fried cake on the ship's steering wheel, which... If that's the case, I don't know. All those reports of scurvy, I don't think it was from a lack of greens. I think it was germs from ship steering wheels.
So wait a second. So the hole in the donut was so that it would cook throughout? Is that with the
yes, potentially? Well, yes. Yeah, the middle would get raw back in the day. So you cut out the middle and then you have all cooked at the same
time. That makes sense because things are on the outside cook faster.
Yeah. Sure. Huh. Okay. I had no idea.
Yeah, also, Tom, the word donut probably comes from before they cut out the center, they put pecans and walnuts in the middle because those cook a little better than the dough. Hmm. So,
really?
That's how you got the word. Yes.
It's not because of a nut that you would put on a bolt because it has a hole in the center?
No, Josh.
No, sorry, Josh.
Okay. I'm going to trust your research on this.
Either that or Wikipedia.
I don't think you do, Josh. I don't think you do trust my research. Did you?
Well, they don't.
Did you spend 7 minutes reading about donuts last night?
They don't call those nuts donuts.
No, they don't, because they're not made of dough.
Oh, they're.
But they don't look like nuts. They're round.
Yeah. They've got a hole in the middle.
If they were
hexagonal.
Don't act like I'm a lunatic.
I think you are. I just think you just
thinking that
they're not called bolt nuts.
So because they're nuts, they took that to the donut, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Tell them how dumb that is, Chick.
That's real dumb, buddy.
Yeah. How long have you had this theory?
You want to question me? Dumb.
All right. This is the first time I've ever been questioned on my donut knowledge. Usually, I'm the de facto.
The authoritative voice of all things donuts.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say that Jesus called them donuts? He didn't have any sort of bolts and screws back then.
He did not say they called them donuts. In fact, he read the quote from the Bible, had you been listening, instead of, I'm going to say Jesus wept after he talks.
Again, nails rather than bolts.
Oh, yeah, nails. He'd have never gotten down from
especially
there.
In the Easter season.
Anyways.
Countersink that?
Oh, crucifix. Captain Hansen Gregory was nominated for the Baking Hall of Fame.
I'm sure he was.
He should have been first class.
Didn't make it.
Unbelievable.
Didn't make it in. Did not get in, Josh.
That's outrageous.
The guy that invented donuts didn't get in the Baking Hall
of
Fame?
Didn't get it. You think McGuire and Bonds got slided? This guy didn't make it in.
At all, ever?
Well, he's the Pete Rose of the Baking Hall of Fame.
Hashtag stop the steal.
Yeah, he might have been betting on donuts.
Stop the steal.
Yeah. It's something happened. Yeah. Maybe it was something like, hey, you know, actually they're fried, not baked. At which point I'm sure the captain was like, well, then why'd you nominate me?
Why even mention me, you poor punks?
I looked, Willie, I looked at the last guy that got in, Joseph Day. got nominated in 23 because he brought to market the first automatic oven ignition and flame safety guard systems.
Wow.
Come on.
Well, it sounds a lot more pioneering than inventing a donut, doesn't it?
yeah. Man.
Yeah, but how many people have donuts in their home right now, and how many people have that thing?
That's what you and Greg are agreeing
Christy,
on.
Are
you? I'm agreeing.
Okay, you're
not
coming down on Joseph Day's side, are you?
No,
I'm on your side.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to get this fixed eventually.
I want to know what came first, the bolt and the nut or the donut?
Shove it up your ass.
For those of you at home, don't shove
Monday,
any of that
up
your
ass.
I mean, you can. Christy, can you name the 12 apostles?
Oh, boy.
Peter, Paul, Mark, Luke, John, Creed,
Matthew, Thomas, James, Duncan, of course.
Oh, sure. Michelangelo,
Judas.
Raphael.
Raphael is not.
Donatello.
Oh, my God.
That's the Ninja Turtles.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Back to you, Greg. Once again, we're speaking with comedian Greg Warren on his way to Dr. Grin's Grand Rapids, Michigan this weekend, starting on Thursday evening. And you've been researching donuts. What else do you know?
During World War One, the Salvation Army sent these women to the front. And they were originally going to bake pies and cakes for the troops up there, but they realized it was hard to get ovens to the front line. It was easier to fry donuts up there.
Sure.
And they fried donuts. They put lard in soldiers' helmets and fried donuts.
Wow.
They were called the donut lassies, these women, and they were very brave.
I got to give myself
a lot
donut
of danger.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You better than a sirloin lassie. That was much different.
And then
served those in many fine Korean restaurants.
One of the soldiers had dandruff, and that's how we got sprinkle donuts.
That's true.
That is. Yeah, do they give the guy his helmet back after they've made the
donut? Right there. I guess so, and I guess it's not all that cleanly, but, when there's mortar shells going off around you, you're like, it's probably not the germs that are going to kill me at this point. 10 people have the surname donut in the United
That's
States.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, I want to be. If I hadn't come up with McGee, I should have been Chick Donut.
Chick Donut.
That would have been fun.
Now, is the spelling D-O-N-U-T, is that considered to be correct?
Yes, it is. They're both acceptable. Of course, the traditional spelling is D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T. Shorten it to D-O-N-U-T. basically a lazier way to spell donut. And if you think of people that eat donuts, most of them lazy.
Really? Did you encounter...
How can we make the spelling?
Did you encounter the phrase dollars to donuts?
I did not, Tom. Once again, you've...
How about Kohl's to Newcastle? If you come across
What's donuts to dollars?
Dollars to donuts. I'll bet you dollars to donuts is old guys say it.
Real old guys.
Real old guys, when they have a conviction about something, they say, I'll bet you a dollar to donuts. It means they're confident in what they're saying. 12 people have the last name Bearclaw.
That's funny.
That's
498
not
people.
Not true.
It is true.
Probably
true.
Of an indigenous.
Are you questioning my research?
There's some guy out there named Elliot Bearclaw. Is that what you're telling me?
You might, yeah.
Four of them, I think, are Carl, actually. There's no Elliots from what I can see.
Carl Bearclaw. That's such an awesome name.
How are you doing, Carl Bearclaw? But you're named after. That's right.
Reminds me of my grandpa, Kevin Custernfield.
Damn it.
I had said custard right.
Yeah, so close.
I'm still burned up about this nut.
498 people have the last name Sprinkles. I would guess 370 of those are clowns and their first name is Mister.
Right. The rest are drag queens.
And then cupcake decorators.
Or they have a... You know, special page for men that like to be, you know, peed
sprinkled on.
You know,
that is just not my brand of humor.
Research, no, he was so delicate until he just said, you know, peed on. he just was sick of his own logic.
There are already three pretty grounded tags and examples we had there.
Peed on, you know, peed on.
You go to OnlyFans, and there she is.
Yep,
yeah, Miss.
They're Misty hot. Sprinkles.
Misty Sprinkles. Oh, I like the first name, Misty. That's much funnier.
Oh, no.
Hi, I'm Misty Sprinkles.
There have to be Bismarcks out there, right? Wouldn't that be?
Sure. Yeah.
Bismarcky, my favorite beatboxer.
Isn't Bismarck based on the
God, what ship? I mean.
You got to be careful.
Bismarck's a donut, though, right?
Yeah, but you got to be careful dunking them. You don't want to...
Sink. Oh, God.
Good God.
That's a nice vaudeville play.
The references, you see what I did there? I made Tom say it.
The references are getting so obscure, even I don't know them.
In the 19th century, whalers were rewarded.
Possibly. Are those really big fat guys?
No, they are guys that went out and killed whales for the oil.
Jeez.
When they got to 1,000 barrels of whale oil, they were allowed to cook donuts in the whale oil.
Yeah.
Nice treat.
Yeah, see? You work real hard for, I don't know, 3 weeks, and then you can eat fish pastries. hey, if we get to 2,000 barrels, can we not have fish pastries?
Yeah, cut to two guys on that ship. They're bloodied and tired, and one looks at the other and just goes, I don't know if this is worth it.
Please.
They're trying to choke down a fish pastry.
Fish pastry. We slaughtered a beautiful animal.
There's got to be a better way.
Captain Bavarian, can't we just go to shore, please?
1920, Adolf Levitt in New York City, he made the first donut machine.
Adolfs are good.
I don't think. No. Yeah, you're right. No. Greg, I think Levitt came up with the bagel, if you'll look.
I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Similar in shape, certainly.
I see what you're saying. His machine was called the Wonderful Almost Human Automatic Donut Machine, which must have been horrible being a receptionist at that company.
Yeah.
It's a great day at Wonderful Almost... Do you want a donut maker or not?
Wonderful Almost... What was it?
Wonderful Almost Human Automatic Donut Machine, Christy. Yeah. There is a... there are two National Donut Days. One in June and one in November. I believe one is for type 1 diabetes. And,
Gregory!
No, there really are two. One is called Donut Day, and the other one is Donut Appreciation Day.
Where you can't eat them, you just have to appreciate that they're there.
Yeah. No, you can't.
I really appreciate that that's sitting there.
Oh, isn't it nice? Look at that little donut.
You can't eat your donut and have it too, Josh.
Christy, what's your favorite donut?
The one that has the pecan or the little nuts on the top. Was there a name for that?
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
It's called the one that's left over. Yeah.
No,
yeah. Well, nobody touched that one.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It has maple frosting and then little nuts on the top.
The maple cream, is that the one?
No, there's no, I don't think, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
What do you guys think the most popular donuts are?
It's got to be glazed? Just a yeast donut, right?
I would think glazed.
Glazed,
would be my
guess. Yeah.
Chocolate glaze number two.
Very good.
Are you yeast or cake?
What's that?
Are you yeast or cake?
I'm a cake donut guy all the way.
Yeah. You're wrong.
So what's number one?
Let me tell you what I am, Christy, and I will bring you one someday. There's a place in St. Louis that makes the greatest fritters that I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Apple fritters, cherry fritters, blueberry fritters.
Yeah.
Sent me on about a six-week bad run.
I assure you they have great fritters elsewhere other than St. Louis.
What's that place called?
No, hey, chick, I'm going to bring you this. It's called the Donut Stop, I believe. It's down on Telegraph Road.
I know it.
I'm going to bring you guys some.
Picture Josh. I was going to say, you walk on the lobby. Several pictures. Josh's comedy club.
I know exactly.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.